This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, Serbia arrested one of Europe's most wanted men. Former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic spent 16 years in hiding. He is accused of genocide and other crimes during the war fought after Bosnia-Herzegovina declared its independence. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia announced charges against Mr. Mladic in 1995. He is charged with the killing of 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys that year at Srebrenica, a town on the border of Serbia. Srebrenica was supposed to have been protected as a United Nations safe area. Mr. Mladic is also accused of ordering or carrying out war crimes during the 3 years in which Sarajevo was surrounded and attacked. His son, Darko Mladic, says his father is not in good health. He also says his father believes he is not guilty of the charges. But on Friday, a court in Belgrade ruled that Ratko Mladic is healthy enough to be tried in the Netherlands. His lawyer said he would appeal the ruling. Russia, an ally of Serbia, has called for a fair trial. The capture of Mr. Mladic was a condition for Serbia to become a candidate to join the European Union. Another condition has been the capture of former Croatian-Serb political leader Goran Hadzic, who has yet to be arrested. The wartime political leader of the Bosnian Serbs, Radovan Karadzic, was captured in 2008. He also faced charges in The Hague, but his trial was suspended. Former Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic also went before the tribunal, but he died during his trial. Serbia has been under intense international pressure to arrest Ratko Mladic. President Boris Tadic announced that he was arrested Thursday morning. The former general was at a farmhouse in a village about 100 kilometers from Belgrade. The arrest happened during a visit by Catherine Ashton, the foreign policy chief for the European Union. But President Tadic dismissed the suggestion that the government could have acted sooner.
We are not making calculation when and how to deliver. We are doing that because we truly believe this is in accordance with our law.
The Serbian president said there will be an investigation into how Mr. Mladic avoided arrest for so long. Kada Hotic from the Mothers of Srebrenica Association accused Serbia of knowingly hiding a man she calls a monster. Still, she and other family members of victims welcomed the arrest, while some Bosnian Serbs expressed anger.
Many Serbs, yes, do regard Ratko Mladic as some sort of hero.
James Kerr Lindsay is an expert on Southeast Europe at the London School of Economics.
They look to the events that took place in Bosnia, and rather than see him as being the military leader of an act of aggression, rather view him as being the defender of the Bosnian Serb people. And so in that sense, there is a certain degree of latent support for him.
But Mr. Kerr Lindsay says Serbs are conflicted because they understand that their country's future has to be a part of Europe.
It's not about forgetting what took place in Bosnia or indeed the entire Western Balkans in the 1990s, but it's about recognizing that, you know, Serbia's got to atone for this, pay its price and move on. And people understand that Mladic is absolutely central to that process.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Emberg.